Hello. Today's April 19th, and it is Good Friday. And it's a Good Friday because the news is here, too.
What's so good about it?
Just as the day Jesus was put on the cross in the Christian faith.
That doesn't seem good.
Well, it's the sacrifice part is good. The actual part was pretty brutal when they put him on the cross. But
you know, what was it he said? That, like, you're going to... it's like you live by the sword, you die by the sword. I mean, mm-hmm. He was a carpenter, right?
And he died by the... Yes, I read that, too. I saw that as well.
Well... In celebration of Jesus' sacrifice, we're going to talk about robots. And the first robots that we'll talk about, oh man, I really yelled at the cats too much today. First robots we'll talk about are Walmart robots.
Walmart plans to add thousands of robot helpers to U.S. stores. I thought this was going to be like the useless robots that just wander around the other supermarkets and warn of spills, but no.
Super useful.
These are store, like, stock robots.
Well, this guy's a
They're not even cute.
This guy cleans. He's a floor scrubber. And then they've also got, they don't have pictures of the other one.
The stalker robot.
They got they have a robot that when things come off the truck and the pallets, the robot scans them and decides what part of the store they need to go to. Then you've got the shelf scanning robot who's deciding if the shelves need to be restocked from the things that the other robot just scanned. And then there was one other one. Do you remember the other one?
No. The floor robot.
The floor cleaner. There was a fourth one.
Yeah. It might have been the one that just...
Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Yeah, basically. Now, they bring up here that they're like, hey, no associates... The associates love them. They haven't cost any associates their jobs. They help them do things more efficiently. But I don't think it's the associates that clean the floors. I think like a mercenary team comes in overnight and does that.
Oh, clever.
No.
Clever move, Walmart.
Oh, is that not true, Krista?
No, I'm pretty sure that they do. Because I've seen people like Walmart, people in Walmart uniforms mopping.
Cleaning a spill while you're there.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I've not seen them actually zambonying the floor.
Have you ever been in there at like 3 a.m. and they actually will put up the caution tape and close off sections?
No, because I'm not a degenerate.
Well, those do not look like Walmart associates who are doing that. They look like migrant workers.
Those are specially trained Zamboni operators.
Yeah, and they also talk about cleaning the bathroom. I'm almost positive the associates don't clean the bathrooms. So,
I don't know. The grocery store I worked at, we did clean the bathrooms.
We
had to do constant checks on them every hour.
We definitely have Walmart employees or former Walmart employees in our chat engagement challenge.
That's true. Yeah, we can find out.
Are our suspicions true?
But anyway, it seems like it's going to be overall better for the shopper because these guys are constantly cleaning, and they talked about cleaning that bathroom several times a day, which you probably need in a Walmart bathroom.
Yes. They need to decorate the floor cleaning one that they had in the picture. Like, what's the name? Snufflepuggus? Or I don't know.
Snuffleupagus?
That's it. And he's got like the big eyelashes and stuff. Think how cute that would be coming down the aisle.
You can't even see the title.
Wow. Continue reading, enter your email address.
I don't want to show the picture. You'll have to read the title while they look at the paywall, and then we'll show the picture.
At the MIT Technology Review, where they demand your email address, a robot has figured out how to use tools. So it wasn't explicitly written to use tools, but it was like looking at... It's like a robotic vision system and manipulation system. It's using a bowl.
But what is he using it for? He's just like stabbing things with it.
Pick up this glove.
It's moving things around.
What book is that, you think? I can't see the title.
It's impossible to read.
Probably an Asimov book if they're getting their irony correct.
But this is one of those learning algorithms that they're not really giving it anything to go on. I think they did have one that they taught some stuff and one they just let learn. And they talked about how it would use tools, but sometimes in an unexpected way. One of them thought that they gave it the command to just like clear the deck, like get all these items off the deck. And then the item it chose to do that with, water bottle.
So it just sprayed everything with water?
No, it picked it up and used it to sweep everything off because that was bigger than its claw.
Oh, okay.
Which kind of works. Yeah.
And then it does this with the bowl and it's kind of like, I don't know what you're going for, claw.
But that's cool. You got to think in terms of, you know, learning evolution. The first guys working with sticks, probably idiots. Yeah. Probably didn't do anything useful with them.
And then they learned to sharpen them to a point. And then all of a sudden we've got computers. And then this show.
Oh, maybe we should just go back.
And then eventually the black hole.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I love Krista's fear of the black hole. The fear of the black hole is even more irrational than the fear of velociraptors.
I don't really fear black holes, but I think they're interesting, like most people do. But I am actually a little bit afraid of raptors. There's some sort of deep-seated phobia from when I was a kid.
The universe was created, which was widely regarded as a bad move.
Someone needs to make one of those, like the cartoons where Krista is the girl in The Shining and the black hole is coming through the asshole.
Someone will do that. They've done some good Photoshops of us.
Self-driving cars. Elon Musk says, we're there. You're going to have it. Not only are you going to have a self-driving car, it's going to be out earning money when you're asleep. It's going to be the hardest working self-driving car you've ever seen. Google has Waymo and they say, it's ready. We're doing it. But other people are saying, wait a minute.
Ford's CEO has said the company overestimated self-driving cars. So there's this really great graph where it's like, you know, they're at the trough of disillusionment. That's where Ford is right now. They're going to bottom out and then hit the plateau of enlightenment. But they're on the other side of self-driving cars.
I'm imagining, the CEO of Ford, like, he's on this, like, call with this journalist talking about this. And he's like, yeah, I just don't know if it's going to work out. And then, like, through his window, you can see, like, a self-driving car just banging into a wall repeatedly. People are screaming. Things are on fire.
There's a guy trapped under it. Yeah.
He's like, I just don't know if it's going to work out. And the journalist is like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And then he hangs up and just watches from his window.
We should perhaps temper our expectations as they pull the guy literally apart, trying to get notes. Like, it's just his viscera is all over the...
Be a good comic.
It turns out the Ford doesn't even have like a lot of the data or technology to do this. So
yeah, they're saying
problem.
He kept going back to us like it's going to be incredible, eventually, but definitely not right now. Forget it right now. Of course, this matches what we've seen with the Tesla stuff, where you know it's just running into walls and shit, and maybe we're running a little too enthusiastically into the arms of self-driving when it's not there yet. But, as you say, that is the fastest way to get there. It's just throw caution to the wind.
Some people are going to get lead poisoning. That's a callback to the last episode.
Yeah. Sometimes they die.
We shouldn't laugh about that, but that's what happens. Yeah,
well, you know what? What's gonna happen, one thing that we should laugh at, and we constantly laugh at and get a good feeling about, you know, their bad luck and the horrible situation that they're in, is Australia. But this week... maybe they're laughing at us.
Google's Wing drones approved to make public deliveries in Australia. That probably is good. Yeah, 18-month trial and 3,000 deliveries.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
Look at it. It's got
it's like
little,
it's bringing a baby. It's like
it's got its little box, and then they got some pictures, I think.
Even if it dropped that box without a parachute, that's still less distance than UPS throws it, so it's probably fine.
I eliminated,
of course, there's a picture of kangaroos. Wow, what a racist depiction.
There was a different story that had some better pictures.
It looks like they're interviewing the. What do you guys think of the drone delivery program?
Have you seen that video of a guy jumping out of an airplane, parachuting?
Switch the screen.
And and the kangaroo meets him when he lands and whips his ass.
Oh yeah,
it was a real man.
It's like playing PUBG again.
I think that might happen to some wing packages. Did I accidentally show this one?
Yes, you did.
Oh, man.
Our next story is about legal weed.
I was going to say, Krista, how excited would you be if you could just get a shipping container that sits outside your house and constantly generates weed?
I don't smoke, so not that excited.
After NJ legalizes weed, that's New Jersey, these tech wizards want to grow tons of it here with robots. So they're talking about how it's actually difficult to grow marijuana, I guess.
Maybe in that part of the country.
And, I've always heard that it's not. Thus the name weed. Like
it grows well here. But I don't know about New Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey's not. It's supposed to be a you know, subtropical type climate almost.
Here's the inside of one of these containers. And
fungus is a problem, apparently.
But of course, there's a lot of people growing weed indoors. I mean, that's certainly not a new thing. There's a whole industry based on it. But apparently the big thing here is they have a camera system that looks at it every 10 seconds, and it knows what good weed looks like and what bad weed looks like.
And if there are diseases, which I thought was the most impressive, because the camera catches it so early that there's only about 5% wastage due to any kind of plant disease or plant problem. And typically there's 15% plus wastage. They're also able to grow it faster because they figured out exactly how quickly they can grow the plant without overloading the plant.
Yeah, 12 ton. If you have an average like warehouse size building and you stack them up in it, 12 tons of dried weed. 12 tons. This is a product that you sell by the gram.
Somebody's gonna make a lot of money.
Everyone's the whole big thing now that I see everywhere is CBD oil. Like literally on flyers, like in muffins and coffee, it's like, oh, get some CBD oil. And I'm like, is it really? Is that necessary? But
But
it's more of a medical thing, I
yeah,
think.
I
It's
don't think
supposed to be,
there's
but
no high in that because THC is
yeah.
what gets you high. CBD is like the anti-cancer portion of it, right?
Well, the thing is so all, the reason I saw is because there's a ton of sites on SiteInspire, which is one of the sites I browse pretty often. And they're all CBD oil sites, and they all claim different things. Like, it'll cure your cancer. You'll feel less depressed. It'll save your marriage. Like,
We've got a bottle that I found in the wall that's like, Dr. McCormick's miracle juice. That's like, it's good for a cough and
yeah,
listlessness and
well,
that's
that.
exactly what CBD oil websites are saying.
But
So I don't know what's true about
that bottle you found, the stuff in that was probably super effective
it. Yeah, you
because it
should have
was
taken
cocaine.
One of the ingredients does say, I mean, it's an empty bottle, but one of the ingredients is literally cocaine.
Yeah.
Ooh. That should be on the set back
think
there.
It's
It's
in the
like
basement. It's real stinky.
anti-inflammatory, maybe, is like the big quality CBD is supposed to have, right? And we all are inflamed in some way.
Yeah, we
So
all did some sort of exercise this
probably
weekend, so.
could use. No, I mean, just like your average person walking around,
Oh.
On
something's going on.
fuego? Is that how you say that?
Fuego is flame, right?
Yeah.
In Spanish? I don't know. We're way off the rails.
Well, let's talk about AI and what it can do for us. So we know that it can read our MRIs, it can read our lung x-rays, it can look at our bone x-rays, it can predict certain things about our lifestyle and tell us to go seek medical care.
They can tell heads of state that they're sick when they're not.
And one more thing to add to the list.
AI predicts hospital readmission rates from clinical notes. This is kind of a long way of saying that the AI can predict when the doctors were wrong.
It's a little scary though. I guess the insurance company would want to do everything they can to keep you from readmitting, but the hospital themselves wouldn't. Isn't that just repeat
Yeah.
business?
It's like the AI concludes that every patient from Dr. Nick is going to be readmitted.
Oh.
Bad news for Dr. Nick. Or good news. It's like, in terms of, your actual performance, low. But in terms of profit, off the charts. I remember
We reported on
it's
this.
been a I think it's been 6 months. So like, yeah, about 6 months ago, we talked about these guys. It was like, well, do you think they'll really be effective? Well, guess what?
These tree planting drones are firing seed missiles to restore the world's forests. It's been 6 months and they're growing. They're growing a lot of trees really quickly. This is going to be actually very effective.
This is one of the
Just,
girls who came up with this program
that's a
and
woman right before she gets hit by a seed missile.
Oh, there's so many jokes there.
I said it and then I was like, oh.
Here's one of the this is one of the 6 months ago trees. This is it now. So good job.
Nice. So
They're
all that we needed for all the reforestation was just for people to plant, like, okay, it's cool if you're going to deforest this area. Just plant some damn trees.
Well, they say that's not all they're doing. They send the drones out, but without education, the people in these communities just kill the little trees.
Because they don't
Oh.
realize. They're probably just
Yeah.
like, oh, it's weeds.
So they actually have to go around and go to all these little places like, hey, by the way, we're shooting seed missiles. This is what it's going to look like. Please don't kill it. Well, that one made it. So good job.
You can see just out of frame, there's a farmer who's like, I can't wait to tear that down.
He's
He's got a pair of shears like
got a
video.
spade in his hand. It's like, I'm going to fuck that tree up. And now into the design portion, of which Krista has only read 50% of the articles.
Well, I saw the other one and it wasn't that exciting. You
She
added the other
saw it
one.
30 seconds ago when I
Yeah.
loaded it into the thing. But this one,
This one's bizarre. It's almost it almost made it into nonsense.
today's award for most nonsensely named
Well,
company.
not even nonsense, just bad.
It's bad. It's very,
Terrible.
everyone in the comments on this article too was like, "Oh no." Lowlyware has redesigned
Is that
and
how you think it's pronounced?
I kind of made a weird face there because I don't really know, but it definitely has a
I
connotation.
would say Lollyware.
I don't know. Worst.
Did no one tell them what that means?
Yeah, there. One of the comments, someone was like, "This is why companies need to have some sort of like marketing or internet person just to tell them, you can't name your company this. This is a...
I missed that the first time.
So if you're sitting here confused about what this company does, they make straws that literally disappear. So that way you can have...
Out of seaweed. That's what the green line is meant to be.
But again, this is supposed to be an eco-friendly company. Why would you use toxic waste green as your brand color? Scroll down some more because there's a picture of like a business card. Keep going a little bit more. Here we go. This picture does not look like a healthy ocean. This looks...
That looks fine. It's blue.
It looks awful. And with that toxic waste green, I don't know about all that.
But it's not toxic waste green. It's turtle green. Look at it.
100% plastic-free mouths.
Oh, this is terrible.
Lollyware. Lollyware.
Designed to disappear.
It's so bad. I mean,
when I first saw that, I thought it was one of those video game companies that makes those Steam hentai games that you see every day. Lollyware.
If this had been posted on April 1st, it wouldn't have surprised me, but I mean, here we are.
Would you carry that tote bag anywhere?
This is a thing on branding websites. People will do tote bags of their brand, and I don't really know like who's that for, but maybe people carry totes for a straw company.
My apologies if you are Exhibit A in the board meeting of why your company needs to pick a new name and logo.
Brilliant concept and application of a wonderful initiative, says Ivan Kalsarov, who's never been on the internet.
There's quite a few more comments where like, who named this?
Designed to disappear.
He pictured like a family.
It's such a good product. That's why it's frustrating.
A family looking at a picture of their daughter and like, oh. Well, and this is the one that Krista, despite trying to have her finger on the pulse of the design world, somehow missed the biggest event. What are you doing?
I'm putting my hand up because, listen, for a web designer, most clients, literally 99.9% of people are not going to know that you have Helvetica and it's just taking up space on your server.
Why don't you tell them what it is?
Monotype launches the first redesign in 35 years of the world's most ubiquitous font, Helvetica.
Krista, this is older than you are.
It
is. This is big.
It's actually quite a bit older than me.
Look at it.
I see it.
Tell us why it's good.
For most people, it doesn't really make a difference. It's not worth the licensing fee.
I like how the eyes follow the mouse cursor.
Oh, creative boom.
Helvetica's nice because it has a lot of weights. But for most people, it's so expensive. I don't recommend it for most clients unless they like really, really want Helvetica.
But look at this water bottle. Hang on. Look at that.
Wow.
That's big.
I do think, I didn't read this article, but looks like they've changed the terminals of some of the characters, but it's so subtle. I mean, I don't know.
That's the beauty.
If you're like a typographer, it's probably a big deal. Otherwise,
ha ha! You can't tell the difference between Arial and Helvetica. Ha ha ha!
But you can.
It's gatekeeping.
How do you not? I told you before we started, Wendell. How do you tell the difference between Arial and Helvetica?
One thing you can look for is inside the letter A because it's a teardrop shape in Helvetica, but not Arial.
Yes. But also the terminals.
And
because they'll be at weird angles in like Arial. But
if you get a business card and the A's don't have teardrops in them, just throw it away.
Just rip it in half, burn it.
Also, if it's not, what is it? What's the thing for is like, you know, bond 40 pound with the fabric crosshatch, then something, you need an axe and a lot of plastic.
Activision.
Anyway.
They're doing something I'm not going to acknowledge the horrible pop culture references. Activision is doing something. Krista, this should be close to your heart because, first of all,
we talked about this the other day.
You're addicted to Overwatch. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the 2-year plan.
No. Anyway, continue. Am I going to read it? Activision Blizzard is reportedly giving its employees gift cards in exchange for anonymized pregnancy tracking data. That's going to be a yikes for me. Yikes.
We talked about this app.
It's optional, but it's $1 a day.
We talked about this app before. What was it? Facebook?
Yeah.
It's OV something.
People use it to track their fertility.
Ovia. Yeah. So Ovia tracks your fertility and, you know, your cycle and all that stuff. And for whatever reason, and of course the reason should be pretty obvious if you think about it a little bit, it's got to do with you know, tracking your ability to work and your insurance and all that stuff. Anyway, Activision Blizzard, if you're a woman and you will use Ovia and let them look at the data, they'll give you a gift card.
For $1 a day. Every day that you use it.
Nice.
And enter your stuff. The reporter was like, isn't that creepy? And the response from Activision seemed to be, well, this isn't the first time we've done this, and it's a totally opt-in program.
They use the, we're not putting a gun to anybody's headline.
Yeah.
But it's like, what if you use this data to eventually be like, oh, this woman's likely to try to get pregnant now. Let's see if we can cut her out so we don't get hit with a lawsuit for cutting her maternity. I mean, I don't. Maybe they probably won't do that, but what if they did?
Yeah. Well,
never know.
Yeah.
Or what if, like, you know, there's some kind of weird discrepancy, like you've got ovarian cancer. And they're like, ooh,
yeah.
That's going to be an insurance claim. Let's terminate that employee.
Little, let's give them little weird.
A poor performance review. We got to cover our bases here. And speaking of lactation, the cows. Now, we did talk about this before when it was just an idea, and some absolute madman has actually done it. They've connected the cows with 5G.
5G connected cows test milking parlor of the future. This is in England. So what happens is the cows come up to the computer, and the computer recognizes them by face, lets them in, gives them a food reward, and robotically milks them.
Now, when I read that, the first thing that came to my mind as a pet owner is, what would stop the cows from coming before they're ready to be milked just for the food reward?
I guess I assume that would be painful for them if they don't, if they're not ready to be milked.
Could be. Yeah. But yeah, you just get robot milked and you decide, and then it keeps track of who's been milked. I'm sure there's all sorts of beautiful analytics that you can look at it, see which cows are producing and which one are ready for the dog food line.
I bet Blizzard's actually getting ready to roll this out in their offices too. If you'll pump for them, they'll give you $2 a day.
Movia.
The you know, all the cows have checked in except for Bessie. Bessie hasn't been milked. Where's she at?
She opted out of the program.
She's a selling at black market at the side of the fence.
Unpasteurized milk.
You see this pretty commonly if you go to malls and places like that, kiosks. A lot of them run Windows, and bad things happen to Windows. It reboots, it blue screens. That shows up on the kiosk. It can be embarrassing, but perhaps more embarrassing when it's a giant building.
The BT Tower has broadcast an error message to the nation all weekend as Windows displays an admin's shame. It was like the Windows boot up screen.
Yeah, it wasn't really an error, although their disk probably did fail.
Yeah, it's like something.
Like the subheadline's like metaphor for Brexit. It's like, okay.
That's like their version of Trump. You have to mention it in every article.
Probably Windows 7, maybe. Might have been Vista.
I think they mentioned it was 7. And so something happened to their boot drive, and it rebooted and went back to the select.
What a time to be alive. Yes, reboot the skyscraper, please. The LED signs have gone offline.
The really embarrassing thing is
that your attempt at a British accent?
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrible. The really embarrassing thing is they mentioned it took like a day and a half for somebody to show up and fix it.
It was the weekend.
Yeah, for real, though. I mean, that would be expensive.
You got a license to work on this? Jumbotron, sir.
Everybody has to have a TV license in the UK.
You're going to pay me a lot to come out on my day off to come fix your tower.
We all have had our time with Battle Royale. We here started with PUBG. And
RIP, press F.
We tried the other ones. Never could regain the magic.
Well, was the original DayZ the first Battle Royale?
Well, we didn't play it Battle Royale. I mean, we did try Arma. Arma really didn't do it for me, though. Like, I didn't get the fever again until PUBG. But we've all dreamed, what would it really be like? How, if I really had to do this, what would happen? And I'll tell you personally, all that running, not for me. I'd be holed up. The first gun I found, I'd just be hiding in a corner. Of course, then the wall would get me.
The circle,
but anyway,
yeah.
If you're one of those people who think to yourself, I would like to experience this for real, it's really good news.
Anonymous Millionaire is hiring a game maker for a real-life battle royale. So the millionaire has an island. He just needs a game designer. It's literally the plot of the Hunger Games movie, the first one, in real life with airsoft guns.
Yikes.
You're gonna play the game for 12 hours, and then you're going to camp for 12 hours, and they're going to provide the camping gear, but it's going to be 100 people on an island. Sounds fun. It could be a television show, I suppose.
Yeah, but it'd be tough to follow the action.
Yeah.
And let's say you film it with drones. Just look for the house or the structure with a drone circling it. There's somebody in there.
How did they do that in the Hunger Games? And they just have cameras on everything.
Yeah. There were cameras built into the trees because the technology was so sophisticated.
And if they got bored, I think they would like trigger events to happen in the arena. Yeah. So I don't know how you would, I guess they'd have to do that.
But this is airsoft, and you wear a special body armor that detects the airsoft hits.
See, body armor kind of ruins the game, though, because then everyone becomes a bullet sponge.
Well, but it detects the hits, so it's like you're out if you take a certain amount of hits.
I was making a joke. Because we hate armor. Oh, right. PUBG. never mind.
I'm sorry. I missed it. Well, speaking of islands, let's talk about an island who maybe they've done something that we all have wanted to see, but the reality of it is a little scary.
Daily Current Fares brings us this story. Not affairs, fares. Which is perhaps foreshadowing for the grammar in the rest of the article.
How dare you judge that?
An island where punishment of taking a selfie is the death. That is the headline.
It's a good translation there.
And this was April 9th, so I don't think this is an April Fool's article. It is not well written. It doesn't have a lot of information, but they blame it on pilots. So I think, piecing this together, I think the idea is a lot of planes land on this island. And the pilots have been distracted by the flashes on the ground from people taking selfies, which seems weird at night, maybe. And so the government is just like, no, we're not tolerating this at all. And they've now made that a violation that could actually carry the death penalty. I don't think that you'd get that, but why risk it?
Yeah.
Why not just kill them right outright, you know?
It's an island in Thailand.
I believe it's pronounced Thailand.
Was that supposed to rhyme? Island in Thailand. That could be a song.
A crappy one, but yeah.
The Chinese, as we know, they love to track things. They really like tracking things from their students to their dissidents to people who jaywalked, people who don't pay their debts. And now you just add another one to the list.
These Chinese sanitation workers will have to wear location tracking bracelets now. They've scaled back a little bit, though. The location tracking bracelets would also monitor how much they were working. And would say, please return to work if they were in one area too long.
20 minutes.
They've scaled that back a little bit, and now it's just going to report their location.
Which, you know, when they get back to base, if they were in one area for 20 minutes, someone is going to say something like, you need to not do that. So, it's funny because the advocacy groups spoke out about this, and then there were headlines about it. Then they scaled it back. To take out the one little, like you're talking about, the 20-minute part. And all the headlines were advocacy groups have won again. They've gotten what they wanted from the government. And they were like, wait, no, that's not true at all. This is still terrible.
I'm focused on this image here because it's like the workers, and that's just a picture of birds.
Well, it's the camera.
No, I like to imagine it's the birds who are the workers.
You think
who are
the birds
tracked?
Are picking up? Well, they probably, those birds are picking up trash, I'm sure, all day long.
They probably dump it again later, but.
Yeah.
Doesn't Disney have birds trained to pick up cigarette butts at this point?
Here's a picture of the bracelet. It's pretty big.
Look, I mean, think how cool you'd look with one of those on your arm.
So those sanitation workers probably don't get state-of-the-art technology. These are literally the child monitors from 5 years ago that just didn't sell.
Yeah, and so here is their ability to track them over an area. That's a lot of sanitation workers. Oh, well. I guess the trash gets picked up on time, right? When you think about the space station, I foolishly imagined a very sterile, dead environment because, of course, you know, there's no life up there other than us and the things we bring with us. But apparently I was dead wrong.
The International Space Station is a cesspool of bacteria and fungi.
When you think about it, though, I mean, that kind of makes sense. It's like, ew, I bet that is probably full of nastiness. I bet they don't take Clorox wipes up there with them.
No.
Well, that's probably their only way of bathing is some kind of wipe.
That's true.
Don't things mutate really fast in space, too?
I guess we're going to find out. We take things up there to study it like this, but these were not things we took on purpose. This is just stuff that's coming out of your skin and your butt and your mouth.
Your butt.
And it's
your butt
once
juice,
it gets in
just
there,
floating around.
You may leave, but all of your funk stays on the station. There's no escape.
We literally created the Andromeda strain.
Yeah, could be. I imagine, of course, when we abandon that thing, we'll just let it burn in the atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
So probably nothing will survive.
It's probably not going to spray astronaut poop over eastern Montana.
Let's hope.
Probably.
Let's hope that happens. Oh, buy an ad removal pass. I won't.
Across the U.S., popular video doorbells are making videos of their own thefts. So people will run up to people's houses and steal the video doorbell, which is still connected to their accounts. So you can see the video of the theft.
It makes sense because they are worth hundreds of dollars, but I think the activation process
is probably tied to a specific account.
Yeah, it's married to a specific, so they're going to know that it's stolen. But I guess if you're, you know, jonesing for meth, you're not thinking that through, and it doesn't help.
And if you don't know a lot about tech and you're just trying to sell, like buy something like that.
Yeah, and these things are mounted externally with screws that can be taken out, so they are.
Just like the copper wiring in everybody's houses.
A little easier.
It's just behind the drywall. It's easy.
Easier to access than the copper wire. Although, in itself, connected to some wire. So maybe you can pull that out too.
Get a little extra.
Yeah, bonus. Why not? This one is, I put it in nonsense. It doesn't really count as nonsense, but it doesn't go with any of our other sections. So this one, Krista, you should replace your dread fear of the black holes. Make some room for this.
Make some room for the Black Plague instead. So it turns out that...
We don't know that's what it is.
Deadly germs and lost cures. A mysterious infection spanning the globe in a climate of secrecy. So the New York Times is talking about this fungus that is highly resistant to everything.
A fungus among us.
There is a fungus among us. And they talk about one of the hospitals aerosolized hydrogen peroxide. And, like, there was this one hospital room that was so badly infected that they aerosolized hydrogen peroxide and baked that room to get in every nook and cranny to, like,
kill it,
disinfect the room. And it killed everything in the room except for the fungus.
Yeah. And they can kill it in small batches, but it grows so rapidly and it just spreads through the place. Now, here's the terrifying part about it. This is not a one-off event, and it's not recent. These were talking about 2015, 2016. It's all been kept a secret because the hospital doesn't want you to know that there's this horrible thing all through the hospital that they can't do anything about. So no one's been talking about it.
How many deaths are attributed to it, though?
Well, it doesn't kill you outright.
Imagine it's like, what, a secondary infection on top of whatever else you have?
If you've got a weakened immune system, yeah.
Generally, somebody who's already, like there was one man who was in his 90s. He brought it in and it spread from his room to the entire wing. But he eventually died. But he was going to die anyway. And you can't kill it. They got nothing then. And they're blaming the overuse of antibiotics and antifungals and stuff like that.
The antifungals seem to be linked to pesticide use. So, like, it may be that it's not antifungal in, like, a clinical setting, but actually antifungals that are used on plants, which is an interesting take.
Krista, how ironic if it's the mushrooms that kill you. The mushrooms that you love.
I saw a huge, I don't know what kind of mushroom it was. This is not related. I went on a hike yesterday, saw a giant mushroom, and it was like the size of my hand twice. It's huge.
Pics or it didn't happen.
I do have pics of it with a whistle for like a size comparison.
Not a banana?
No, I don't have a banana with me.
You're not even prepared to hike.
I actually ate a banana on the way to the trail, so I guess.
You could have used the skin. I should have kept it for a measuring device. Here's a story that another one that I had to make sure this was published on April 8th. So I'm fairly certain this is not a April Fool's joke, but it is disgusting.
Cadbury and Heinz have teamed up to create the cream egg flavored mayonnaise.
Imagine mixing that in with your tuna.
I don't know what you're supposed to put this on. Bread?
Bread?
So
the flesh of your enemies? I don't.
Vinegar and Cadbury egg.
This is some British stuff. I mean,
But they say it's real. You can't buy it yet, but they are going to have a special like Easter tasting of it.
Oh, what a blessing that will be!
Yeah, nice. Look forward to that.
This is how the zombie outbreak happens. Like anybody that eats this turns into a zombie.
But who's gonna eat it?
The fungus will eat it, and it'll mute it down.
That'll be the thing that can kill the fungus.
Oh, wow. That'd be a twist no one saw coming.
Mad Mike Hughes, if you're saying, Who? Who is that? Well, let me remind you, he's the guy who keeps trying to launch himself into various parts of the sky to prove that the Earth is flat.
Oh, yes, I remember this guy.
Yeah. Turns out he actually managed the last launch. I think we talked about it, but we didn't follow up. He hurt himself a little bit, but for the most part, he did it.
Not enough to actually deter him.
Well, not enough to deter him, nor to determine, is the Earth round or flat? So, what's he going to do? Try it again, but higher.
Flat Earth Movement's Rocket Man plans to travel to space and Antarctica. This time, he hopes to travel 62.8 miles above the planet. And he said, and I quote, if I don't get government clearance, I'm going to go out and do it on the ocean.
Mm. So, here's his rocket.
That doesn't look spaceworthy.
That looks like a little bit of air will just blow that right apart.
Well, there's going to be something on here.
I'm pretty sure the thing that I saw in Star Trek First Contact is the minimum thing that is spaceworthy, and this ain't it.
So, once again, of course, Star Trek is exactly the reality of spaceflight. He says, I'm going to put cameras on this thing, and everyone's afraid for me to do this because that's the only way that we're ever going to find out the truth, if I do this. As if we have not launched things into space covered in cameras.
The truth is out there, Ryan.
I feel like Elon Musk, like if Elon Musk could refrain from Twitter, he could use that fine money to just fly this guy down, stick him on a Falcon rocket, and be like, let's go up. Let's have some fun.
But even if we did that, I don't think we could silence the flat earthers, because apparently this guy is not well liked in the flat earth community.
Because he's trying to find proof for their weird beliefs.
Well, I don't know, but for whatever reason, he is, you're either on it, you love him or you hate him if you're a flat earther.
Whenever the reporter called, he was apparently adding decals to the rocket, so there's that.
That's good. I wish him luck. I'd like to see him take it up.
For 62 miles in that, sounds like a death
You
track.
Put a coexist sticker on it?
Like I said, I'd like to see that. I'd love to watch it.
This one's amazing.
Wow. 80 degrees, Krista. There's no storm right now.
I'm so confused.
Krista's dying for rain.
Well, she's I'm just confused because Chris Bailey, that liar, told me it's supposed to rain today, and it's not. And I'm confused.
It was a conspiracy. He wanted the sunshine for himself.
He did.
He's bottling it right
now. Well, now it's like windy as hell, but...
Anyway, this is from a Kentucky website. It has no business being a Kentucky website. They're rebottling the news, much like Chris Bailey is rebottling the sunshine. But they're talking about a robot criminal.
Oregon deputies raid a bathroom with guns drawn and find a trapped Roomba. So this lady called 911 freaking out because there was somebody in her bathroom and it was locked from the inside and she could see shadows moving around under the door. So the police were there in a minute. That's a pretty good police response.
That's a pretty good response time. Unfortunately, it was a Roomba.
It was a Roomba.
So, oops.
They burst into the bathroom, guns drawn, and it was just a Roomba.
They just shoot at it for like 10 straight seconds. Like,
now,
fill it full of lead.
This begs a couple of questions. The first being, how did the door get locked? And the second being, how did the Roomba get in there?
Well, I can see the Roomba getting. I don't know how it locked the door unless it was doing something terrible inside there.
What if it went into the bathroom and like got behind the door and then just closed the door through its natural vacuuming motions?
What they don't know is that minutes before they got there, the Roomba was in there shooting up heroin.
He's got track marks on his little rim. I like the picture that they did here. Most wanted captured.
That's nice.
When they printed the debug log from the Roomba, it said, "Why was I built to feel pain?" That's why I had to do the heroin.
Also, Krista, look at the sidebar here. Chris Bailey's fast cast.
Chris Bailey's here to taunt us. He was all like, oh, tornadoes tomorrow, storms, and it's like 80 degrees and sunny. I'm confused. Chris Bailey lied to me. Why did you all lie right. to me, Chris Bailey?
Well,
it's been another week of the news.
That's all we got. Thanks for hanging out.
That's it.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good Easter.